Hi, welcome to Big Ideas Small Business. Today we are going to be talking to Malcolm Reed, a master coach, and we're going to be discussing what Dallas business needs to do to move forward.
You're tuned into Big Ideas Small Business with Doreen Milano. Doreen brings energy, focus, and creativity with the most cutting-edge tools and systems needed to grow business, drive profits, and achieve dreams. Ready to rise? Here's your host, Doreen Milano.
Welcome, Malcolm.
Well, it's great to be here.
We're so happy you are here. So today we're going to talk about what Dallas businesses really have to pay attention to move forward. So as we're talking, the businesses I've been talking to have some real major problems. Cash flow, huge issue. Employees are probably above cash flow. Just from the standpoint, they can't find them, they can't keep them, and they're having issues. So what do you recommend that we really look at when we're talking about employee retention?
Well, when you're talking about employee retention, one of the things that I've found is when you sit down and talk to people, people are fed up. And a lot of times you find that the owners are disconnected with their employees. So a lot of times it's just a simple conversation, sitting down and recognizing that they're not just an employee, that's a mom, a dad, there's a person there, and really sit down and talk to them and find out really what are the challenges that are going on in their life day to day and figure out what are their problems, what are the things they're looking for. And when they can connect with that, it opens up a whole world of opportunity for them.
You know, the statistics I've heard are 80 or 90% of employees are dissatisfied with their jobs.
Yeah, that's the key. It's a conversation. Sit down and talk to a person and find out what their challenges are. Make those adjustments. Innovate. Find a way to make that person happy.
And be adaptive as an employer.
Bingo. There
you
it is.
You have to adapt to the new situation.
Yes.
And so many people don't understand how to adapt, number one. And number two, they don't understand when you have these conversations, the conversation is about really creating ideas that can solve problems, right?
Yes. Let me give you an example. I was talking to a business owner, all right, and they were having a challenge with childcare, with moms dealing with having to have their children in school, you know, and just all the different things that we're dealing with. And here's what they decided to do. They sat down and they said, okay, tell me what it would look like for you. What would the perfect scenario be for you to be able to balance your responsibilities with your children, to balance the responsibilities you have at home, and to balance your responsibilities at work? And then when they sat down and asked those three questions, all of a sudden their eyes were opened. Instead of what they thought was the right direction, they all of a sudden found that just having some flexibility, allowing me to have not just one specific time that I have to be to work. If on these days I can come early, maybe on these days I can come late. If I can have a balance of sometimes working from home and sometimes coming to the office, just simple things like that. When people realize that you care about them, you care about their families, they'll go through a brick wall for you. It changed everything.
When we have those kinds of conversations, sometimes those conversations can get kind of out of control, right? Because now you've opened up a floodgate. And I've actually watched this in several businesses where you start communicating where you haven't communicated before. And now every gripe, every issue, every problem, every bitch comes out, right? And you cannot you don't have the resources to tackle all of it at once.
I think there's a difference between a gripe and an opportunity. See, when you open up dialogue, now all of a sudden, if a person's, you know, just complaining just to complain, that's one thing. But when someone is, they're giving you feedback, they may not know how to articulate that I'm frustrated, but they're frustrated. So it could come across a different way. So when you open up that dialogue, that opens up magic. because you didn't have it before, right? Before, right. It was do it this way. Now there's dialogue. Now at least you can get the feedback and you can kind of separate. Okay, they're just complaining. Well, these people that we're talking to, they're actually communicating. They're looking for action. They may not know exactly how to say what's wrong, but the fact that they now have an outlet, they have someone that they can actually talk to. I'm being heard. Think about it. Your best listener is your best friend. Your best friend is your best listener. Right. Not that the employer is their friend, but it's, wow, someone's listening to what's important
there
to
me. There may be change.
Correct.
There may be positive change, and it may change my life.
Correct.
Right? Those three things are keys to getting employees re-engaged in the workforce. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. And a lot of times when you think about the employer of choice, it's a culture, right? It's a
Absolutely.
Culture that's created, and it's done intentionally. And so with the way that things are now, the question becomes, what type of culture do the people who keep my business running, what's the type of culture that we can cultivate that allows them to have open communication, that lets them know that they're heard? And when you have your employees that know that they're heard, they'll work harder.
Yes.
You know, instead of you trying to force feed them things, when you hear them, you know, all of a sudden it becomes more important. And so a lot of times they're looking at what can I do strategically? What can I do to implement this and change this? And that's really not it. It's your people. It just starts with that conversation. I think that communication is so critical. The key. What are they saying when they're away from you? And that's authentic. And that you can't replace.
No, you can't. But you can change it.
Correct.
But the next question is, I don't have employees, I had to lay them off, and now I have to replace my workforce. The typical ads are no longer getting me results. Yeah. How many employers are actually taking the time to market themselves to their employees?
That is an area that business owners aren't looking at.
No, they're not.
You know, and marketing, as we know, it's a formula. Right?
Yes.
So the same way when you separate yourself, you separate your business, when you do marketing, you do the same for your employees. And there's a key, right? The formula is, first of all, there's a problem that the client or the employee has that they don't want.
Right.
Right? They're looking for a specific solution. They can't find it. So we have to be able to educate them that our business, working with us, is far more superior to any other of the competitors, and then make them an offer that's so compelling they can't say no, because they realize that it's about them.
So do people want to be connected?
You know, think about the typical job interview. The person is so nervous. They sit at home and they practice these lines, right? They're practicing all these lines, and because they know they're going to be asked these canned questions.
Right.
Versus, can you imagine if you create an environment where in the job interview, you can just be yourself? You can walk in and have fun and connect with a person. What could that do for a business owner who takes the time to really sit down and who innovates and thinks about connecting?
Yeah, what do you want to do on your off time? What's your favorite hobby? How much time do you spend doing it?
Yeah. Once a year, we're going to send you to your favorite place. That's an employee of choice. That's innovating. You know, because they're connecting with that person. What are your hobbies? We send them to do something that they enjoy. You force them to take time off to have the balance.
Right.
Things like that. And they're so simple, but you know, no one's taking the time to think about it. And so they go internal and start and feeling their own frustration. And then that becomes what they lead with versus, okay, what's my opportunity? Where's my opportunity to really reach out and connect with all the people who just want to be connected with?
Well, I have a client in California and he's a general contractor. And one of the things that he specializes in is in art. So he creates art in every single job that he has. So he was looking for some help, some additional help. And I said, well, what does your ad sound like? And he read me the ad and I said, okay, that's not what you're looking for though, is it? And he goes, well, no, not really. I really want somebody that can do that and this and this and this and is really has an art background and, you know, uses wood to create their art and so on and so forth. And I said, why doesn't your ad say that? Why isn't your ad focused on getting the ideal person that you really want to have?
Right.
that is connecting with their specialties, and maybe you'll only get 5 or 6 applicants. However, what you're going to end up with is something totally different.
Yes.
So we're going to put everything on hold for a second, and we're going to talk to our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
How long has it been since you've updated your brand or restocked your promotional items? The more often people see your company logos and taglines, the more often your company comes to mind. That top-of-mind thinking is exactly what grows businesses and generates revenues. So at Big Feet Creations, I've dedicated my time and talent for over 30 years designing and illustrating print and digital products that people love and remember. Now we're adding website design and audio video editing too. Call Big Feet Creations at 469-450-7350. I'm a big guy, and I've taken big steps to help you grow big. Big Feet Creations, 469-450-7350. Call today. That's 469-450-7350.
Welcome back. You're watching, listening to Big Ideas Small Business. And our guest today is Malcolm Reed, Master Coach. And we are having a coaching conversation. The next question was, how are you going to keep that creativity flowing throughout the company? And how are you going to make it part of the company culture? And so he has gone through and devised creative projects that the team does and makes it a competition every month.
Very nice.
So those things take a little bit of forethought, but they're easy to implement, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when we talk about making change and we talk about shifting culture, those are two big things that most companies really shy away from.
They think that it will disrupt the way that business is going if we implement something different, or the word change, it just scares them. Versus, as you're saying, embracing change, making it okay, right, for everyone to have different ideas, because that's what makes it beautiful and what makes it work. It's the combination of all these different people that have all these different ideas that come together that forms this special, culture inside of that business. And when the business owner embraces it, and listen, they have so much to deal with.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they have so much on their plate. So it's understandable from that perspective that, no, I have to hold on to this. It's when they have permission to say, no. You brought these people in for a reason. You hired them because you saw something in them. When you allow them to have that creative expression, that's when the world opens up for everyone to win and to do better.
Cash flow is more than just, how you make payroll. It's the influx and outgo of cash.
Yes.
Right? And cash flow usually can be resolved by sales.
Yes, sales is one of the things that can, yes, that can help with cash flow. Here's the first thing we did. We took a look, we grabbed the last 90 days of our bank statements, and we did line by line by line to examine, where's your money going? And here's the magic question. Here's what we asked. We said, hey, is this expenditure, is it something that's going to help you to gain a client, retain a client, or increase the value of the client? If not, you may want to take a look at that and do something different. Here's the other thing. We look at the accounts receivable, the accounts payable, right? Are the people that owe you money, are you allowing them to go too far without paying you? What about, because, at home you're so used to, hey, the bill is due on this day and you pay it early. In your business, are you, negotiating terms?
Yeah.
Hey, right now, instead of net 10, can you get net 30, net 60, and then pay it in 60 days when it's due? So those little things like that, without
make
even
a huge difference.
Oh, without increasing sales, yeah, make a huge difference in cash flow.
Exactly.
Just to clarify in terms, what we're meaning is, the vendors that you well, actually your accounts payable, people that you have to pay, you know, for the goods and services they provide for the company. Negotiate the terms. Instead of you just, here's my invoice and you pay it, you can actually sit down and have a conversation and negotiate. Instead of it being due immediately, can we pay it in 30 days versus, or maybe pay it in 60 days? Those terms are called net 30 or right. net 60. So it frees up your cash flow so that you don't have to just turn around and pay it out.
Which gives you time to actually collect the receivables, which should be collected no later than 45 days.
At the latest, yes.
At the very latest.
Now, your terms, you want to get your money as quickly as possible.
That's right.
And you want to pay out what you owe. You can stretch it out as far as you can because you can utilize that cash to reinvest in other things in the business to be able to, you know, get some returns.
Some quick turnarounds.
Yeah, as opposed to just paying it out.
So it is really important to not only have conversations with your employees, but have conversations with your vendors.
Yes, absolutely. And especially with what our country is seeing, you know, with people are willing to work with you because it's affecting everyone. So even if, you know, you have a lease, you can negotiate your lease. Everything is negotiable. And so that's what I would suggest, because the first thing people say is let's increase marketing or we have to increase sales. I would say, look at some of those things, you know, and before you do that, free up some cash and then use that cash to maybe do some additional marketing and increase sales. So now you're hitting it from two areas.
So one of the greatest tools that I was ever taught was when I was in corporate America. I called every single vendor and asked for a cash discount. So I was able to increase our cash flow by 5 to 15% because I paid a bill when it was due or before. So I was able to increase the amount available cash by between 5 and 15% every month.
So those are things. So negotiate, if you're going to pay on time, negotiate a discount.
Right.
Right, for paying cash. That saves you money there and frees up cash flow. Negotiate with your vendors. You know, you can absolutely negotiate with them. And then your accounts payable. Negotiate where you can stretch out the terms so you don't have to pay them right away if they won't give you a cash discount.
Well, and when we're talking about this, what comes back to me is that the core values of the company, no matter what they are, no matter what you choose them to be, are at the counter, at the very center of your company culture. And it should be at the center of whatever vendor you bring into your company.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because then everybody's talking the same language. Then everybody is really supporting each other in getting those core values delivered to the client base.
Yeah, because what you find is when you're vocal about your culture, you attract who you are.
Exactly.
Right? So you attract the employees, you attract the vendors, you attract. And then, as you're saying, that's an extension of your culture. So every person that touches any part of your business, they're just like you. And so that permeates through the business. Everyone's working harmoniously, and that explodes the end result. And a lot of times, as opposed to just looking at, again, I need to increase marketing, I need to increase sales, it's those things, looking at those, which is really an opportunity that so many business owners should be taking a look at.
Now, for all the business owners I talk to, mm-hmm. I would say more than half of them are not clear on what the core values of the business are.
Yeah.
Over half of them are not clear about what they want for a company culture.
You know, it starts with them. What I would say is sit down and go back to why did you start this business in the first place?
I think that's a huge, huge opportunity.
Because what happens is that CEO, I call him the chief everything officer. They're responsible for everything. And because they're in it, sometimes they lose sight of that opportunity. What made me start this business? Most that I find, I would say almost 100% of the business owners that I talk to, here's what they say. I want to have time freedom. I want to have consistent revenue so I can do the things I enjoy. And I want to make an impact on my community. Those are the three things that they led with. So getting reconnected with those three things allows you to get back to what made me jump out there in the first place. And then when you start with that, you now have a chance to redefine the culture because you're reconnected with why you're doing it. And there's a huge opportunity.
I think that is a great, great message. We're going to take a moment. We're going to go to commercial break right now. We'll be back in a minute.
That I was praying, God, you know, he just needs this thing broken in his life. He's become involved in that class. And there's real spiritual change and real physical change happening in this guy's life.
Today on Transforming Grace TV.
I would succumb to addiction and I would succumb to pornography. And the residual effect of that in my wife and my children and my household and my other relationships, mind-boggling. And yet I knew there was a call in my life. And I think that tension is what pulls men apart in the churches, and it pulls families apart. That, to me, is heartbreaking. My opinion, too, is that the body of Christ has a tendency to crucify our wounded.
Transforming Grace TV passionately reveals hope in broken relationships. Stay tuned. Experience God's transforming grace.
This is Doreen Milano, Big Ideas Small Business, and we're here with Malcolm Reed. Malcolm, my question for you is a big one. Why are business owners reluctant to hire a coach?
You know, when I've had those conversations, because I asked that question, the fear of exposure. The fear of exposure is real. That's why, you know, these social media platforms do so well, because people can be whatever they want to be. And, you know, to their families, to their friends, to the people in the community, they're doing great. So they're supposed to know certain things. And so they're reluctant to step up and say, you know, I'm kind of alone. I really could use someone to talk to. I really could use some direction. Mm-hmm. And that takes a lot of humility and courage.
It does.
And that's the biggest thing that I've found that really stops them from doing it, the fear of being judged. And when they do realize that it's a supporting relationship, it's not about judgment.
No.
It just opens up the door for them to really thrive because they can be their authentic self. They're not being judged. Remember, they're the one that's running the business. They can't go to their employee and say, you know, I don't have an answer. And so that's what I found is the reluctance.
Understood. Well, it's just really interesting that some of the people that are out there with small businesses, they will call me, they will talk to me, but they're looking for a freebie. They're not looking for an actual relationship. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the opportunity to do my best unless we have created that relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, it's difficult. It's you know, it's they're asking themselves, I remember before I had a coach, you know, is this going to work? Am I going to be judged? Like, what is a coach?
Yeah.
those are some of the things that's going through their mind. I'm good. I understand, you know, I'm an expert in my industry. And so those are some of the things that, you know, stops them from moving forward. It definitely stopped me until I recognized that the coach is not there to tell you what to do.
No.
They already know what to do. They're an expert in their industry. The coach is to help them unlock what's already there and support them to take a narrow focus on what it is that they want to accomplish because they're overwhelmed.
Yes.
People are overwhelmed. And so because they're overwhelmed, they lack that clarity. And so the coach helps you to simplify things. And when things are simple, you get clarity. When you have clarity, you can be decisive. And once you're decisive, only then can you take action. And only when you take action do you get a result. And that's where the coach makes the difference.
Absolutely. So tell us how to get a hold of you.
Well, you can get a hold of me. It's ProGlobalBusinessAcademy.com. You can find me on LinkedIn.
Fact is, business has changed. Engagement has changed. And for us to recover our businesses and our communities, we have to engage differently. If you want to have a serious conversation about engagement, community, and your business, call me, Doreen Milano, Visions to Excellence. I'm an executive coach. You can reach me at 650-483-5798 or contact me online at v2e.biz. That's capital V, number 2e.biz. Let's have a conversation.
This has been Big Ideas Small Business with Doreen Milano. Doreen Milano solves problems for small and mid-market family-owned businesses and service-based industries. To work with Doreen, go to v2e.biz. For guest and sponsorship information, call 650-483-5798. Big Ideas Small Business with Doreen Milano is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network. For OBBM Network programming information, call 214-714-0495. Unauthorized use of any part of Big Ideas Small Business with Doreen Milano without prior permission through the OBBM Network is strictly prohibited.